Welcome to RSN's Race Day.
Ready? Gates crash back in racing.
For the first hour, it's the first word. Here's Gareth Hall.
Yes, this is RSN's Race Day on this Saturday, the 15th of May. Good morning to you listening on your local RSN 927 dial throughout Victoria. And hello to you wherever you may be listening on the RSN 927 app or on our website at rsn.net.au. Well, South Australia and Queensland will host the country's biggest dancers, supposedly anyway. Eduardo is the biggest tip in the country in the Doomben 10,000, and the second biggest tip might just be the pride of South Australia in the Goodwood, who was deadly against the world's best last time he was first up in the spring.
And the 10-year-old Ball of Muscle in front of Nature's Drip. Three off to Guy Trorinda, plenty of riding. Ball of Muscle being tackled now by Nature's Drip at the 200, and Nature's Drip puts his head in front. Dirty Works running on very well on the inside, and Guy Trorinda on the outside. Nature's Drip in front. Here comes the South Australian. Guy Trorinda went straight past him. And Guy Trorinda goes on to win the Tab Concord. He dusted up the Everest favourite, Nature's Drip.
And we are back at headquarters here in Melbourne, and while it hasn't got a Group 1 status next to its name, the Andrew Ramsden might just be today's biggest prize, with victory giving you the golden ticket into the sport's biggest dance, our greatest race, the Lexus Melbourne Cup. Hello, I'm Gareth Hall, and welcome to RSN's Saturday Race Day. And what a day it is around the country. Great to be with you. Hopefully we can find you a couple of winners in the next 3 hours or so. And don't forget, race day morning with Michael Falgate, Dan Malecki, and a special co-host, Michael Kent Jr., makes his debut. And I'm sure he will be the star of the show there at Flemington when that broadcast starts just after 10 o'clock. Big first word coming your way. We'll catch up with all of the major players with runners around the country. And then after that, it's the Melbourne Form Panel with Dean Lester, David Gately and Warren Huntley. After 9 o'clock, Lizzie Jelson, David Gately will preview a big day of racing there at Rose Hill with a host of listed events there. And then we'll preview, of course, Morpheville, highlighted by their greatest race, the Goodwood Handicap. It's Doomben 10,000 Day up there in Brisbane. Bart Sinclair will join us a little later on as well. We'll preview the Melton Trots with Dan Malecki. And it's a terrific meeting there in the Greyhounds at the Meadows tonight. And George Ferugia will join us just before 10 o'clock. Let's catch up now with Liam O'Keefe. It's great to have racing back at Flemington. Good morning to you, Liam.
Morning, Gareth.
It's been a wet old week.
It has. We've had 25.6 mil since Tuesday and 4.2 mil of that came this morning. And outside now, it's quite showery and overcast. So we're on a soft 7 this morning.
Expecting much more rain this morning as I look outside the window here in Carlton. It's still raining. It's not heavy, but it is raining.
Yeah, a few more showers pushing up the bay throughout the morning. And then as the day progresses, it is supposed to clear. So I'd expect another few showers throughout the morning, and then hopefully that can push through by the first race and we can have a clear afternoon.
Okay, the rail's at 2 metres. With this rain around, do you think that they will get off the fence as we get deeper into the meeting?
Yeah, spot on. Rain-affected ground, 9 races. So I'd expect they'll start on the fence and then later in the day they'll edge off. For the straight races, we have 3 today, so I'd expect them to use the middle to outside part of the course.
What about the wind conditions?
Wind is a moderate southwesterly, so it's almost a head-on in the straight, so quite blustery. So I'd expect the horses to look for a little bit of cover and then peel out as they enter into the straight.
Geez, you were strutting your stuff there at Warrnambool when I saw you there amongst the people there during the carnival. Did you enjoy yourself?
Yeah, had a ball, Gareth. Hadn't been back there for 7 years. So, just the way things panned out with work here, we normally would race on the following Saturday, but fortunately, we don't now, so get a chance to get down there. And yeah, it was a cracking carnival and great to catch up with a lot of people. And it was certainly, you could feel the good vibes in the air with people having a year off and coming out of coronavirus. So it was a cracking week.
Yeah, 100%. Do you have a winner for us today?
I like Miami Bound in the Ramsden. Pretty obvious one, but yeah, home track horse. Likes the wet ground and can stay the trip, so I'll go with Miami Bound.
All right, mate. Enjoy today. Good luck.
Thanks, Gareth.
There's Liam O'Keefe. It's a big day out there in Brisbane, highlighted by the Doomben 10,000. Let's get a track update with Ross Smith. Good morning to you, Ross. Thanks for joining us.
no worries at all.
What are we expecting today with the track?
Mate, we're going with a soft 7 to start the day. We've had 35 mil of rain throughout the week. We had a storm on Wednesday night of 28 mil, so put us back into the heavy range on Thursday. And we've come out of there with a few good days and a little bit of breeze. So hopefully we'll get a bit further in. We'll get into a 6. I don't know if we'll get any further than that because it's just we've got heavy dew on the track again this morning and we've had heavy dews all week. So,
is it fine conditions there today?
Beautiful fine conditions today. Westerly breeze is supposed to get up mid-morning, but then it's going to drop out early afternoon as well. So unfortunately, it's not hanging around.
Okay, so will the breeze play a part in the latter part of the afternoon with track pattern?
No, I don't. It'll help us. It'll help dry the track.
Yep.
But I don't think it'll interfere with, you know, the horses running into it or anything like that.
Yep, and the rails at the true?
Rails at true position, yes. There's been no irrigation this week. Been falling from the sky, unfortunately.
So every horse should get their opportunity. You're looking forward to it.
Yeah, great pad of grass out there. There's a good 6.5 metres of good grass out there. But the track's come back. We've had 2 weeks off of racing, so it's really recovered well. Did a fair bit of work to it after we raced on the 24th. So, just great day of racing.
Great stuff, Ross. Enjoy yourself. Thanks for your time.
No worries.
And it's a big day across there in Adelaide as well, highlighted by their biggest race, the Goodwood. And Ian Ricardo has been good enough to join us once again. Good morning to you, Ian.
Good morning, Gareth. How are you going?
Good, thank you. What's the weather looking like this afternoon there in Adelaide?
Yeah, pretty cool and overcast, Gareth. Definitely on our way to winter now. Little bit of rain about during the week and a couple of mil overnight. And, it definitely feels like winter, that's for sure.
Okay. Where's the rail?
The rail's 4 metres from the 1800 to the winning post and true remainder. So it gets bumped out a couple of metres from last Saturday's Derby Day and it gets bumped out 4 metres down the back straight, given we were on there twice in the last two Saturdays. So all in all, 4 metres all the way around, Gareth, except for the turn out of the straight after the winning post.
Okay, we're at a soft 5 at the moment. Is there any rain predicted this afternoon?
There's a little bit of patchy stuff around now as we speak. It's only light, but I think we're going to see the last of that within the next hour or so. And the rest of the day looks fairly dry and only some light breeze. So not a great drying day given the cloud cover and so forth. But anyway, we're a soft 5 and we'll see if we improve from there.
Okay, mate, do you think there'll be a pattern maybe getting off the fence later on in the program?
Oh, possibly. Yep. Possibly. Where we've moved the rail to, it's fairly good. It rolled really well on Thursday. We mowed it and rolled it, and it sort of cleaned it up and levelled it again and looks pretty good. But, yeah, possibly on the fence around the turn, who knows. But it tricks you sometimes during the day. They sort of dart back to the fence. So, anyway, we'll see.
Any whispers around track work during the week? You got a best for us?
I do know Instant Celebrity's going pretty well, and she showed that a fortnight ago. And 55 and J Car's not a bad combination, I would have thought.
Yep, it's a pretty handy formula these days. Thanks for your time, mate. Good luck today.
Thanks, Gareth. Cheers.
There's Ian Ricardo with an update there with the track at Morpheville. Let's start now with the first word with our first trainer, Dave Eustace, joins us. Good morning to you, Dave.
Hi, Gareth. How are you?
Good, thank you, mate. The first race at Flemington, Ryanair represents your stable. A colt by Nostradamus is doing a really good job there at Rosemont Stud. Had a jump out at Sandown recently. What did you think?
Yeah, he's a really nice horse, and I thought he sort of moved into the jump out from the rear quite stylishly. He's got a nice high cruising speed, and we haven't really let him off the bridle, so it'll be a bit of a test first race down the straight, but I can see him running well if the penny's dropped in time.
Okay, so he has got the ability to win a race like this on debut?
Yeah, I think he does, yeah, I really do. It'll just be whether he's sort of schooled enough, I suppose.
Okay, the half to, of course, Persan will be hard to beat later on in the program. Sure Can goes around. This looks a nice race for her in race two there at Flemington.
Yeah, it is. Tempo will be the key here. If they go a nice solid tempo, we'll ride her fairly conservatively and just allow her to find her feet because she is still very green, actually. She, you know, she's certainly not the finished article, but she's a nice filly. We've always had a fair opinion of her, and we've taken our time, and I hope we see that come to fruition today. I think she can win if she does everything right, you know.
And like her brother, do you think she'll enjoy a little bit more ground later on?
She will, definitely. She'll be better on top of the ground. I think she'll hopefully get away with it. And she is a winner on soft ground, but she didn't actually love it. So hopefully it's not too wet.
Okay, let's go to the Andrew Ramsden. Of course, if you win this, you're into the Melbourne Cup. We'll start with Persan. Do we just have to forget about his last start?
Probably hope so. We have, anyway. Hopefully we can put a line through, and he seems to have bounced back at home. He's had a reasonably quiet 3 weeks, really. He's just had one piece of work and seems to be back to himself. So, if he can produce his best, he should be right in it.
Okay, after that race, did you find anything wrong with him? It was just, he never has a bad day, really. So he probably got you scratching your head a little bit.
Yeah, he was. He was a bit quiet after the run, but everything sort of checked out aside from that. So, we gave him an easy fortnight, and he seems to have come to himself again. So, we go there with confidence. We know he's good enough. We just hopefully we see the best of him.
And this has been his grand final, this prep.
It has, yeah. It's been the target for a long time, so he's peaking.
And he loves a soft track, so he gets a low gate, so he should be in the first four or so. Is that how you see it?
Yeah, definitely. He won't be far away. I think, Grand Promenade will put a bit of pace into the race. He's naturally showed that he likes the free roll, and he'll do that. And, just make it a nice tempo for all the horses in the race.
Is Grand Promenade good enough to win a race like this?
I think he's ahead of his mark still, certainly. He's going to need to be on figures. But I certainly think that he is in front of the handicapper. So this has been his target as well. He'll relish the step up in trip. He showed that at Sandown that he's a thorough stayer. So plenty of confidence with him as well.
Is it 12 months too early for Through Irish Eyes?
Yeah, possibly. I think he's probably the most interesting runner in there. If he brings 3-year-old form into the race, and obviously it's a big ask, but he's just continued to improve, and we do think he's improved again, and certainly the trip it will be no problem at all. So in many ways, yeah, I think he's probably the most interesting runner in the race, and that we know the least about him.
Yeah, and he looks like he's getting better with each run, but he still looks like he's learning the caper, especially in the St. Ledger last time. He didn't really know what to do when he was out in front there.
No, I mean, it's his strength and could be his weakness as well, in that he's so relaxed, he doesn't waste any energy, and that's going to really tell at the end of the race. But he is still green, so there's some more seasoned campaigners in the race. He's going to have to knuckle down, but Mark's had a sit on him now and knows him a bit better, and that will help. And if he is to hit the front, he just probably wouldn't want to do it too soon,
Will we see Rathlin today?
Don't think so. We'll just have a chat, but I think it'll be too wet for him, unfortunately, because it looks a really nice race for him, but he'll get his chance.
And in race number 8, I think I was talking to Kieran last time Yearlong January was racing. That was before his Sandown effort, and he was happy enough with his first up effort, and he probably thought maybe second up he would still be one run short. He's now third up today. Is he spot on?
Yeah, he is. He bounced back really well last time, but condition just gave out slightly towards the end. But he's pretty spot on. With scratchings, he's actually not drawn too badly, so probably won't be any excuses there either. And he loves the 14 at Flemington. I think he's very versatile. He's probably slightly better on top of the ground, but I think he'll get away with it.
Across there in Adelaide in the Phillies Classic, you saddle up, of course, Penso Alley, who won nicely at Werribee. This race has proven that a filly going through her grades can be really competitive in a race like this. Do you think she's good enough to win today?
Yeah, she's she is one of many that are, you know, having a crack at some black ties, and I think she is going to need to improve. She won a you know, not a great race at Werribee, but she'll stay. She'll definitely stay, and that'll count for a lot, because there's probably a few that won't. So she's got an each way chance.
Cancino goes around, of course, in race number six. Stepping up in trip to the 2,000 metres, is that a big positive for her?
I think so. We're pretty confident that she'll stay, and we've been keen to get her to this sort of trip. And she does deserve some black type. You know, I think she is up to getting it. Loves speed on. You see the best of her when they go quick, and she can be ridden a little bit patiently, and she hits the line strong. I think she'll like Morphettville, she'll like the big track, and if they go quick, then she can certainly finish in the three.
This time last year, Dr. Drill was winning a Scone Cup. He heads to Adelaide for the Lee Stakes over the 1,600 metres. What did you make of his first up effort there the other day?
Yeah, we were happy enough, and he's really come on for it. He really has. He's a different horse for having a run under his belt. You know, I think the mile really is his trip, and I thought it was a nice race for him, actually. I think he'll run really well.
Okay, so at his best, and you think he might just be at his best today, boy, you'd be hard to beat there then.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Going there with a bit of confidence. He looks great, and he's not a sort of big, strong horse, but he's really blooming. He looks great in the coat, so, yeah, pretty confident.
And what about Vapid in the last race there in Adelaide?
Get a city win to her name. She's a very well-bred filly, actually. If her brother's in a Group 1 in Doom and Vega 1, if he were to win, then she'd be worth a bit of money, and we're just trying to add to that with a city win. So hopefully she can, but again, an each-way chance.
Okay, and then up there in Brisbane, Incredulous Dreams, a top-class filly. She won nicely in Adelaide last start. How's she travelled up there to Brisbane?
Yeah, she's great. She's appreciating the warmer weather, and she's flown up there, and we were keen to fly her up there so she didn't have to travel. And she showed she was a good horse a lot. And we've sort of been waiting to see a performance like that, because we've always had a really good opinion of her. So she's going to need some luck. She's drawn wide, and we'll ride her pretty cold and hope that the gaps come. But if they do, we're sort of keen to campaign her through the whole carnival there and hopefully end up in a nice race. So if she gets the luck, I think she can go pretty close.
And in race number six there at Doomben in the Rough Habit Plate for the three-year-olds, I don't think Toscanini should be around $21, Dave.
Yeah, I agree. He's a big price. And his form sort of always suggests that he is better fresh. And, you know, he raced a little bit like a tired horse in the autumn in Sydney, but he's freshened up at the beach up in Newcastle. And 2,000 is probably his ideal trip as well. We found the mile and a half a little bit of a stretch too. So he's freshened up enough. I think he is over the odds.
Do you see him on pace as well on a slow track, which I think even at Doomben, there's a few, he ticks a few boxes anyway.
Yeah, he does. He does. He'll like the ground. And we think he will appreciate the track. So he's definitely over the odds.
All right, mate, what's your best around the country?
I lean towards Incredulous Dream in that she'll need a bit of luck from there, but we think she's pretty smart. All right. She's in good form, so I'll go there.
Are you in Brisbane, Melbourne, Adelaide?
Currently Ballarat, where it's pretty bloody cold, but we'll be at Flemington.
All right, mate, enjoy your day, and thanks for your time as always.
No worries. Cheers, Gareth.
Jason Warren joins us now to have a chat about his mare, Brooklyn Hustle, who goes around in the Proud Mistakes there in Adelaide. That's race number four. Good morning to you, Jace.
Good morning, Gareth. How are you, mate?
Good, thanks, mate. What did you make of her effort in the Sangster?
Oh, I thought it was a really good run. Yeah. She drew 14 and ended up having to go around the whole field. And she was strong to the line. And I thought she was probably best of the back markers in a track. On a day when the track suited horses closer to the inside. So I thought her run was terrific, yeah.
Doesn't look like there's too much pace here in this race. That might just suit her with her turn of foot.
Yeah, absolutely. There's not much speed in the race at all. Like, I would say the three best chances are all get-back run on horses. So I think you'll see Brooklyn Hustle a lot closer in the run today.
yeah, I expect her to sort of hold a spot. And but look, I won't be telling Jamie Carr how to ride her. I'll just roll the keys, and I'm sure she'll get the job done.
Was it an easy decision not to go to the Goodwood?
Look, I think this is a really strong Goodwood this year.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've got a set weights and penalties, man's race, group three. We haven't won a race for a while. I think it was an easy option to take a softer race for her and hopefully put a group three on her CV, you know. So I think it was an easy decision.
Confident levels?
Yeah, pretty high, Gareth. Yeah, I'm really happy with her. And she's spent the last 2 weeks here in Adelaide, and she's done really well. And her work was spot on Tuesday, and she's continued to eat very well. So we've ticked every box, and, you know, Rubisaki won't be easy to get past. She finished in front of us in the Sangster, so... But she does carry a few kilos more than us, so no, I'm really looking forward to today.
All right, mate, we wish you the best of luck. Thanks for your time, Jason.
Thanks, Gareth.
There's Jason Warren. Patrick Payne now joins us. Speaking of Rubisaki, good morning to you, Paddy.
Good morning, Gareth.
How is Rubisaki? That was a terrific run last time there in Adelaide.
Yeah, she's in great order. She seems to be back to her old self, which is great for us.
Can you put your finger on it why she has come back better this time around?
I should know, but I don't know. We're probably pretty hard on her as a 3-year-old, and coming back as a 4-year-old mare might have been just a bit too much for her. She just needed a bit of time to sort of refuel and she just come back much better. And there was nothing really wrong with her, so she's just much better this time around.
Does that concern you that there's not too much pace on paper anyway here?
A little bit. Like, if they were going to go fast and break up, it probably makes it easier for her, but. She's pretty easy to deal with. Like, she doesn't need to be ridden out the back. She could be in a good spot, and she's got really good turn of foot, and she's able to take the breaks at the right time if they present.
All right, so you're confident that she'll deliver another really good performance?
All going well, yeah. I think she'll run up to her best.
All right, then at Flemington Race 3, I did it for love. Now, the blinker's gone, I did it for love this afternoon. Will that be enough to turn the tables on Satoria Splendor?
I'm not sure about that. I think it will definitely help him. He's always been a really casual horse. We've always been keen to put blinkers on him once he got up in grade. So I definitely think it will make him run a little bit better. Whether he's able to turn the tables on Sartorius, then I'm not sure. And we made it a bit worse at the weights. But horse in good order, we're hopeful. But we'll just wait and see.
Yeah, is he trained on nicely?
Excellent. Yeah. He's pretty easy to train. He's a good, strong, robust horse and handles his racing and training really well.
Yeah, and a big tick too on a slow track.
He's okay. If it got sort of a sloppy eight, he wouldn't be as good. But Flemington's beautiful early in the day, so I think it'd be no problem for him at all.
All right, good luck, Paddy. Thanks for your time, mate.
Thank you.
It's Patrick Payne. Peter Mooney now joins us here on The First Word. Good morning to you, Pete.
Morning, G.
Geez, you've got another dollar. She's flying at the moment for your stable.
Yeah, she ran well the other day at Caulfield, second up at the 2000, so... She sort of carries a hefty weight for a mare due to a record, probably deservedly so, but looks a nice race for her this afternoon.
Okay, and soft track, your thoughts there with her?
Well, listen, the other day at that Caulfield, she sort of slipped and slid a little bit while it rained during the race. So I just sort of hope that's not the case today. Like a genuine soft with no rain whilst racing, I think will give her a better chance and a better surface. But still, I probably would have rather been right on top of the ground.
Yeah, and she'll get back, of course, from that draw?
I would think so. I think she'll settle sort of midfield the second half with a bit of cover and give herself a chance to finish off.
All right, then we move to race number 9, and you saddle up Significance. What can you tell us there?
I was pleased enough with his first up run the other day, but he's a big, gross son of Frankel, massive girth and carries a lot of condition. So I think he probably still needs this run, and he definitely needs a mile and a quarter minimum to get to his best. So this would be another conditioning run, and I'd like to think he'll be somewhat competitive, but just know he will take very good improvement of it.
Yeah, so there's a race in him, this preparation anyway, hopefully when he gets over a little bit more ground.
Yeah, well, his record suggests that, and his record suggests that he always takes a couple of runs to hit his peak, and I think that's and I can see that in his conditioning at home. You can only do so much with them at home, and some of these horses just need racing to bring them on, and he certainly appears to be one of those.
And then in Adelaide in race number 6, in good health, this does look a nice race for her today.
Yeah, it certainly does. Out to a mile and a quarter. She's just been a little bit one-paced on those last two runs at a mile, and she hasn't been beaten much. And up to the 2,000, I think, ideally suited. Blinkers on for the first time. Not thinking that she wasn't putting in or anything, just trying to find that little bit extra turn of foot if it may be there. So she'll race on or about the speed, makes her own luck, and, you know, she'll run very well.
All right, mate, your best for the day?
Oh, I think in good health, probably condition suit. You know, she's 20 rating points ahead of the opposition, even though one of them finished in front of the last start. So if she gets back to a top, she should be winning.
Always a pleasure. Thanks for that, Pete.
Have a good one.
There's Peter Moody there. Let's hear from Chantal Jolly. Of course, the Jollies have Camel Passer going around in the Goodwood Handicap.
Yeah, look, we won't ride him any different. Obviously, that Savatou XL has drawn inside of him. So, you know, he'll go forward, and whether he leads or just sits off that, we'll leave that up to Jake. But as long as, you know, Camel Passer's happy in the run, we won't have an issue. Look, he's ever so consistent and pretty confident he'll be running in the top three.
Okay, and Will Clarkin, of course, has the three-year-old in the Goodwood, Bo Rosser.
He certainly doesn't make as many mistakes. He's moving through his gears, and he also changes onto his right leg when he's letting down, when he's got the blinkers on. I don't think it's that much of a disadvantage as he's drawn eight, because if they do try to steady up mid-race, he can roll up to them sort of three wide and make sure that they start building the tempo. And I like him with a bit of room in his races. He's mostly raced green last start in the Toba Bronze when he was in amongst them. Wanted just to overdo it a little bit. I feel that barrier eight with the blinkers on won't be an issue as long as we can, you know, make him step the ante up from the half mile.
He's a good each-way price today, Bo Rosser there in the Goodwood. At 7:30, this is the first word with Gareth Hall. We'll take a quick break. On the other side of it, we'll catch up with David Jolly, Gordon Richards, Troy Corstens, and also Robbie Hickmott. Hopefully enjoying your Saturday morning. Great to be with you on this Saturday. What a terrific day of racing right across the country, including, of course, the big one in Adelaide. It's the Goodwood Handicap, and one of the superstars of the sport is G Tra. He's trained by Gordon Richards, and Gordon joins us now. Good morning to you, Gordon. Thanks for your time.
No worries, mate.
Mate, G Tra, how is he? I know that he had that operation on his knees to get those chips out of his knees after a really successful preparation in Sydney in the spring. How's he come through that?
No, he's come through well. He hasn't turned a hair. We gave him probably longer break than normal. But no, he's good. He's really good.
Have you been happy with his jump outs and his work leading up to this race?
Yeah, he hasn't set the world on fire, but the girl that's ridden him in the jump outs apprentice to me, she's ridden him all his work since he's come back. And I think he's just got a bit casual with her.
Yep.
She's casual with him to keep him relaxed. And then we're at, I think the good gallop was at Murray Bridge between races. The trip up and the float, he sort of got a bit arced up and thought it was more like a race meeting. And him and Dollar for Dollar was out there to have a really good gallop, and he let him slip away from him about three lengths into the straight. But then, you know, she clicked him up a bit and he caught up with him. And Three of Debt was three or four lengths behind them struggling. So that was a really good hit out. And then he had a jump out here Tuesday morning. Three of Debt was out to break the course record. He just let him go, and on the line he was winding up and chasing it down. So, you know, that's as much as he did up in Sydney before the Concord, and I'm quite happy with where he's at.
Yeah, we played in the intro. First up last spring, he defeats the world's best in Nature Strip. So is he in that kind of form today?
Oh, I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. And I'm quite happy to have Jason riding him. He seemed to have found a new racing pattern with Jason riding up in Sydney. And I know it was brought about by Nature Strip, Bull of Muscle and Eduardo all want to, you know, get it over and done with. And he sort of had to settle back. But he did settle back, and he found the line strongly in all his runs up there, even the Everest, where he was a little bit tardy out of the gates. He was getting a bit fractious in the gates and missed it a little bit. But he still kept finding the line. So it's sort of a different racing pattern to him. So, he'll go okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be great to win a Goodwood anyway.
Well, it would. My grandfather and uncles won it in 1959 as owners.
Yeah.
And then again in 1969. So it's been a bit of a break for me to keep the tradition going. But hopefully we can get there.
Can your two-year-olds win race number two, Knightstown and also Magic Max? They've both shown ability.
Yeah, I think Knightstown can. We sort of set him for the size last week, but when he drew the outside barrier on the inner track, I sort of pulled up stumps and waited for this one. His initial win was really good. He won really well. Then his first race back, I think, a two-year-old race, listed race anyway, and he copped a lot of trouble. I put blinkers on him, and it didn't work. He over-raced and bumped horses, and it just wasn't a good run. But he's ready. He can go well. And the other horse, Magic Max, he's a good horse in the making. Whether, you know, I expect he'll run a good race today, but whatever he does after that will show you how good he is. But he doesn't go too bad.
And can Roselli Sting cause an upset in race number seven, the least ax?
No, I think he's making up the numbers.
Now, I'm glad I got you on this morning, Gordon, because I was listening to a man that we respect so much when it comes to Adelaide form, James Jordan, and he didn't have your horse in the Quinella, and I know that he loves G-Tra, but I was about to put the house on him before hearing... listening to James, but now after listening to you, I can't wait to watch him in action there today.
Yeah, I watched that the other night with James, and it worries me because he's a really good judge. But they all get proven wrong at some time, and hopefully it'll be today.
All right, mate, you go and get them. Thanks for your time as always.
Okay, thanks, mate.
There's Gordon Richards there. Let's hear what Joe Pride has to say. Of course, he saddles up the other favourite in a Group 1 today up there in Brisbane in the Doomben 10,000. Of course, he trains Eduardo.
He's in great order, so I'm really particularly happy with him. I loved his trial last Friday. This gives me every confidence that he is going as well as he's capable of doing. And it's nice to be in a race where he looks so well placed at the weights with the set weight scale, weight scale.
David Jolly now joins us. Of course, Behemoth goes around in the Goodwood as well, and he looks hard to beat. Good morning to you, David. Thanks for your time.
No trouble, Gareth. How are you?
Geez, he's been unlucky not to win this race.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, he's unfortunately run into a bit of traffic on the other couple of occasions, but hoping that's not the case today with the smaller field.
Can you compare him to the last couple of years heading into today's contest?
Well, the other couple, he had sort of racing leading into it, so it's probably a bit, this time he's coming off a mile run in the autumn first up, but I'm sort of more taking a bit of a line through his last couple of first up runs at Morfordville where he's won. We've sort of more prepared him like that, you know, sort of thing. So he's not, yeah, he's certainly not, I know it's a Group 1, it's a Goodwood, but look, I sort of view it as a bit of an interim run for the spring. It really suits him to run in this and then have a bit of an ease for the spring, so given the time frame. So whatever if he can run well and come home and be sound and, you know, look, you know, we can all be happy with him. That'll do me, you know, sort of thing, you know. So it's, as I said, it's a race that, he can win, but it's a good tool for him coming into the spring.
How do you think this race will set up?
Well, there's a little bit of speed there, but there's probably two or three jockeys there that aren't noted for going too hard on them, you know, sort of thing. So, I think there's probably enough speed, but I can't see it being sort of helter-skelter, you know, sort of thing. So, which you probably see by horse, I think, where he's drawn sort of suits him, you know, sort of thing. If he can get a little bit of a bloke up behind those sort of, those couple of leaders, you know, sort of thing. I imagine he'll sort of have G-Tra back inside him. They'll probably be racing somewhere together, you know, I'd imagine. And I'm looking forward to the race because, Gareth, it looks like the style of race where they're drawn and the size of the field, that everything will get its chance.
Who's the horse to beat in your eyes, Dave?
Well, look, I suppose both my horse and G-Tra are resuming. So, you sort of, they're always going to trial well, those horses. So, it's hard to know how they're going, you know, sort of thing. So, there's a host of other horses that are actually going well and race fit. So, a couple have been lucky that the race is before. So, if there's, if any, if Gordon's horse of mine are slightly below par for any reason, well, you know, it gives them a chance. It's probably pretty wide open after that.
Yeah, great stories, aren't they? Behemoth and G-Tra purchased for not too much money, and they've both won over $2 million. I guess for us battlers, this is what we dream of. That I hopefully one day own a horse like a Behemoth and also a G-Tra.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, for us it's great for, you know, not only Grand Syndicate but for SA Racing. You know, to have those sort of those two horses. You know, that are trained out of the state. You know, sort of like it's sort of like the old days of it. You know, sort of thing. These horses, they can be competitive any Group One sprint in Australia, really.
I know Natalie Young and Trent Busson, when I've had a chat to them about Larimer Street, they've always had an opinion of him. He now heads to your stable first up in Adelaide in race number 3. Your expectations with him?
Oh, look, he's a horse that obviously came to me. I've had a bit of association with Des Pope and over the years and had some nice horses for him. And, you know, if one doesn't quite measure up or goes off the boil, sometimes they'll come to us for a bit of a change or something like that. And that's been quite successful in the past. But lovely horse. He's a half-brother of a horse I've got. I've won a few races with. It's more a country cup horse called Fulton Street. Look, this bloke, he's a bit smaller and finer than him. Look, he's had a couple of jump outs here and gone very well on the soft ground. Like he's really enjoyed the ground, you know, sort of thing. So I see by his form, he's maybe a bit better on the rain-affected track. But look, he's pleased me. I've sort of just got him used to the place and pointed him in the right direction, really, you know, sort of thing. But he's look on what he's showing me. I'm expecting him to run well today, unless there's any, you know, any sort of hidden tricks to him, you know, sort of thing. We just sort of left him alone and pointed him in the right direction.
He's worth an each way punt then.
Oh, definitely. I think anything Jamie Carr rides is worth an each way punt,
including B. Archie. He goes around for your stable in race 5.
Yeah, look, probably, I think she'll run the trip, but she might lack the class a little bit, you know, sort of thing. But she's had a really quite a good preparation to this, you know, sort of thing. So I think just the other day over the 2000, she just needed and had a little bit of weight against the older horses. The way it was run, they ran her sort of off the bit. But I think that she's probably, you know, she's probably a place chance, you know, and obviously being a filly, if we, you know, if you achieved a bit of black type, we'd be hoping, you know, you'd be job done. But I think she certainly had the right preparation for it. I'm just not sure she's got the class.
David, the best of luck today, mate, especially with the big fella in the Group One.
Thank you.
There's David Jolly there, the trainer of Behemoth. Troy Corstens joins us right now here on the First Word. Good morning to you, Troy.
Morning, Gareth.
I'm excited to see Four Real Life go around this filly by Capitalist, and she was impressive the other day in her jump out, I thought, there at Werribee.
Yeah, it was encouraging, wasn't it? I think Denny O'Brien's looked quite good when it went past us as well, but Craig didn't do too much on our filly and really locked her down over the last 100 and kept a little bit in reserve.
So with that, so when the punter's looking at the jump outs, and some of the punters listening to this show might not look at the jump out. So to get your expert opinion, were you happy enough with that jump out? And do you think that you could defeat the Danny O'Brien 2-year-old on debut as well, Lafargue?
Look, it's a really good question, but I think that we had enough up our sleeve to definitely push Danny's horse. It did look really good, but you know, we've got a bit there as well.
Yeah, and when you trial horses, what do you like to see with them?
It depends what sort of trial they're having. Yeah. They're all very different. If they're having their first trial, you'd really like to just go and see them in amongst the pack and educate them for fitness. And if they're having a stronger trial, you know, I like to see a really experienced horse just have a nice quiet trial in behind them, and you watch that they're hard on the bridle and you know, to make sure that if the jockey lets their head go, that they're going to go forward. That's the key, I reckon.
Sweet Carolina gets a chance to win a race in town. She went well the other day there at Geelong. Do you think that she's good enough to win from a wide gate?
Yeah, well, she goes back anyway, Gareth. So we won't be changing her pattern today. I think Flemington will suit her, as long as the pace is on and they don't do that the ridiculous stuff that they do in Melbourne when they slow them down mid-race. Mm-hmm. And You know, that gets quite annoying. But anyway, you've got to deal with that, don't you? But she's going really well. She's a tough filly, and she can stand up and be counted today for sure.
It is frustrating, isn't it, Troy?
It is, because you know, the sit and sprint, you see, you know, I reckon the pace in the Sydney races and even the Brisbane races is a lot more genuine than it seems to be down here in Melbourne, which, you know, that's fantastic for if you've got the horse that suits that. And, you know, it's competitive riding, and that's what we're there for. So I'm not being a silk, but if you've got a back marker, it does make it hard.
What about Ranting? I know that he has to carry a lot of weight this afternoon. He goes around in race seven, but you must have been over the moon with his effort there in Adelaide the other day.
Really good too, Gareth. He'd had a long time in between runs because of the back issue that we had with him. And I sort of just knew in the back of my mind that his fitness wasn't there. Whereas today we're going in super fit. There's two question marks today, is the weight and the 1400. I really think the 1400 will suit. And he's a lovely big horse, so he should be able to carry the weight.
Does he have to go back, or he could go forward when he steps up to the 1400 here?
Yeah, unfortunately, he'll go back as well. So hopefully we can get a little bit of pace in that and he can roll right into it. He's got a very explosive turn of foot, but it's only for about 300 metres. So we really need to smother him up and keep him ready to go for as long as we can.
What's your gut feel with this weight today?
My gut feel is that he'll run enormous.
All right, mate. Have you got a special for us at Warwick Nabil as well?
Oh, gee, I reckon Delegator will be hard to beat. She won very well last start at Horsham, and this race doesn't look a lot harder, and she's going really well at the moment.
All right, mate. We wish you the best of luck. Thanks for that, Troy.
Thanks, Gareth.
There's Troy Corstens having a chat to us there. Rob Hickmon has Bumper Blast going around in race number 8 on the program at Flemington, and he's a live chance as well. Good morning to you, Rob.
Gareth, how are you, mate?
Good, thanks, mate. Geez, you must have been happy with his effort there at Warrnambool the other day in the Wongoon.
Yeah, look, he ran well, the horse. He's probably better on top of the ground, mate, and a bit disappointed that it came up at 7 today, but we had 10 mil here overnight at Caulfield, and obviously they got that there at Flemington as well, so that's a bit of a deterrent for the horse, but hopefully during the day we know how good a draining track Flemington is, but this time of year with the cold weather, it's going to be probably hard to see it really getting an upgrade. Might get to a 6, which is probably at the top end of his you know, preferable track conditions. So cross the fingers and hope and see what happens during the day, mate.
So if it stays a soft 5, mate, is he basically, is that end his winning chances?
Yeah, look, he spun his wheels at Warrnambool there when Mickey went for him, didn't have a lot of room, but he felt he's a big, long horse, and he's got a huge stride, and those sort of horses are not really, it's not a good liking for those sort of horses. Although Flemington is a great drying track, we're just hoping that it can dry out once it opens up. So it doesn't look like there's a lot of rain past 12 o'clock, so hopefully we saw on Melbourne Cup Day what it did, but obviously it's going to be a bit colder today, and I don't think they might get one upgrade. That's probably get to a 6, I think, would be the optimum that we'll get today.
Yeah, he's up to the 1,400 metres. Do you think that's his best trip?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. And obviously he's got a liking for Flemington, the big open spaces, and, you know, it just depends on the tempo too, if the track's running on. Those 1400s can be run pretty pedestrian, but there looks to be nice speed in it, so hopefully they can go even enough and the horses can make ground, you know, today. And he's got a few things for all the punters out there to be wary of. If the track does improve and they can run on, he's got, you know, a good each way chance for sure.
Just looking out the window now, Robbie, blue skies, hopefully the sun comes out.
Yeah, look, we're only hoping, mate. We've got a bit of blue sky here, exactly the same, so although it's not, I don't know what the feels like temperature is. It feels like it's about -2 here at Caulfield today. So, yeah, I don't think that's going to be good for the rest of the day either.
Good luck, mate. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Gareth.
And the Andrew Ramsden, Miami Band looks tough to beat. Let's hear what Danny O'Brien had to say about her chances.
Her last couple of runs were on the good fours, but no doubt she is a couple of lengths better if we get to a soft 6, soft 7. So, you know, if that rain does come, it won't do her any harm.
All right, it's 10 to 8. We'll take a quick break here on The First Word. You're with Gareth Hall. Great to be with you on this Saturday morning. When we return, Sam Freeman and Calvin McAvoy will join me. Let's catch up with Sam Freeman now. Good morning to you, Sam.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Good, thank you, mate. Realm of Flowers. She was unlucky. We all know that when you watch that replay in the Sydney Cup. Can she win the Andrew Ramsden today at Flemington?
Yeah, she can. She's holding her form really well from her last start. She's raced without luck for much of this campaign. So I think Flemington and out to this trip are two big pluses. She's raced at Flemington before, but over an unsuitable distance. So big long run in.
Okay, straight after the Sydney Cup, was this the race that you had in mind for her? Obviously, it's a great race to win, but if you win, you're in the big one.
Yeah, it sort of was. I mean, the Sydney Cup was her main target, but we felt, you know, she's in her own form. She's racing very well. She looks amazing. She came through it well. So it was a nice gap to this race, which we don't mind with her. She doesn't take a lot of work to be kept up to the mark. So
we just got a funny old line there, Sam. We might get you to move around or maybe turn around, and hopefully it sounds a little bit better. I think it is a little bit better now. So basically, talking about Realm of Flowers, you're happy with her and she's ready to run a big race.
Yeah, but can't fault her. She should be. She's been very honest. She never runs a bad race, so she should be. She should be fighting at the finish. And one thing with her is she's in a scrap in the last 100 or so. She'll be right up to the task.
Can Warning win in Brisbane there in race number four?
He can. I mean, the gate, you know, doesn't help him. He needs to begin cleanly, I think, and try and find a spot somewhere close to the speed. I'm glad that the track's come up soft this morning. I think he's really looking for giving the track and out to 2,000 metres. So it's a nice combination for him. He's just going to have to find the right spot from that gate.
What about the frontman who goes around in the two-year-old race number five?
Yeah, I think he just knocked up first up last week. It was 10 days ago. It's a fairly quick backup for him, but he just felt the pinch, I think, the last 50 or so. He loomed like he was going to put a space on them. And I think he's tightened up for that. He should run a good race from a nice gate with J-Mac on board. But he had to step up in class, but I think he's up to it. He'll get the right run in transit as well.
And Prophet's Thumb, well, she had no luck there last start. The group won the Sangster. Can she win a Goodwood?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think if you take a line on the winner in some celebrity, and if you think she can win, then you'd have to give Prophet's Thumb a really good chance, because I think she should have finished right alongside her last time around. This gate suits. She enjoys having a little bit of room to move. And Damien Lane, you know, got a good record on her as well. So look, there's a lot of positives. I think, obviously, if G-Tron and Behemoth are rock hard fit and at their best, they're the two best sprinters in the race. But if there's any chinks in their armour, I think, you know, we've got a very fit mare who's racing in really good form. She could surprise.
Your best chance, Sam?
Realm of Flowers is pretty comfortable. I think our best chance. She should be going very close.
Good luck, mate.
Cheers.
There's Sam Freeburn there. Nick Ryan joins us. We all know his stable's on fire at the moment. Good morning, Nick.
Morning, Gareth.
This is a tougher race, but Graham Pope looked impressive there the other day at Bendigo.
Yeah, look, much tougher race today. But, he only won a 58 the other day, but he carried 63.5, and he won very convincingly. And it was the kill, so to speak, that he needed. He's gained a lot of confidence from that. And, I think he'll relish his home track today, Flemington, big track.
So you're confident that he can run a big race? He's definitely worth a punt?
Yeah, certainly. He's a horse that I've always held in high regard. I ran him in a sedative and he was far from disgraced down in the worst part of the track that day. So, look, he drops 9.5 kilos today, gets in on the minimum, and he's certainly trained on and he's in terrific order. So I'm confident he's going to run well, and I'm hoping he can win.
And from that gate, can he set a little closer?
Yeah, look, we want to be mindful that, you know, he's running his best races, ridden conservatively and balancing up. So, look, there looks genuine speed in the race. The race wraps maps really well from him. So look for him to be balancing up and arriving late.
All right, good luck, Nick. Thanks for your time.
Cheers,
Gary. All right, then there's Nick Ryan talking about Graham Pope, who does look tough to beat in race seven there at Flemington this afternoon. Calvin McAvoy joins us now. Good morning to you, Calvin.
How you going, Gareth?
Good, thank you, mate. Big day for your stable in Adelaide, of course, and you have Shocked Till I Drop going around in the sixth race, and she does look tough to beat.
Yeah, I think so. Obviously, she's got to now do it at stakes level. She's coming off a tendon. We sort of thought she'd be right third up, and she's been incredible her first two runs, and I think 2,000 looks perfect. Obviously, In Good Health's got the sort of the runs on the board in this sort of grade. We're sort of stepping up, but it's what we think of the mare. And, her two lead-up runs for this race have been super.
In the Goodwood, Savo 2 Excel's come a long way. Can he take another step in this Group 1?
Yeah, look, he's a really, a really good horse. He's obviously won 15 races from 27 starts. So, he's taking a line through. We won the Goodwood a couple of years ago with Dispatch, who came through the McKay as well. And they're probably similar horses. Savage 2 XL has probably got more talent. So he's going to put himself up there out of trouble. And, he's got to take a big step up to beat a couple of these giants. But winning form is good form, yeah.
Pretty Brazen and Dollar for Dollar. Your thoughts there?
I thought Pretty Brazen ran super in the Sangster. She's hasn't gone backwards at all, and she'll run really well again today. And Dollar for Dollar, he's had a lot of space between his runs now. He ran terribly last start, but came out of it with a few issues and a very jarred up back. At home, going very well, but obviously he needs to step up to be competitive probably at this grade.
And can the Natural win the last?
Yeah, I'm a bit confused by her. She's been over here over there in Ballarat and training on really well, and disappointed me last race. So Blinker's back on. I wanted to claim with her today, but there was no suitable claimers. I think there's only two claimers in Adelaide today. So she'll carry the weight with Luke. Blinker's back on. She'll bowl around. And, on her work earlier in the week, she should be competitive, yes.
Your best?
Shop till I drop.
All right, mate. Good luck.
Thank you.
There's Calvin McAvoy there. They're racing on a soft seven at Flemington. Rails out 2 metres. Showers predicted in the early part of the day. And hopefully the rain stays away in the afternoon. Let's have a look at the scratchings. Race one scratched the 10. That's what she said. Race two scratched the 10 also. Reckless Moon. Race three, the favourite comes out. So the one, Sartorial Splendor. Race four scratched the 6, Tavi Run. The 8, Don't Doubt Dory. It was also the favourite for most of betting since the markets were open on Wednesday. Race 5 scratched the 4, Amy's Jewel, and the 8, Plaquette. So 4 and 8 out of race 5. Race 6 scratched the 7, Never Listen. Race 7 scratched 4, Rathlin. Race 8 put a line through the 4, Riddle Me. 5 Rocks the Castle. 6 Iconoclasm. 9 Innkeeper. 13 Biometric. And at the 14 is also out. And in race 9, scratched the 3, Sentimentalist, 8, Zero Doubt, 11, Falls, and at the 16, Dazzling Damsel. The emergency of the 20 is also out. It's 8 o'clock, time for the news with Johnny Bowden. And then it's the Melbourne Form Panel with Dean Lester, Warren Huntley, David Gately, and Nicholas Quinn.